It's the Stray FM Business Hub live from the Yorkshire Business Market at the Pavilions of Harrogate. It's been a brilliant event already this year and there's still so much to come. And I'm very pleased to say, joining me in the studio cubbyhole here in the Pavilions at the moment with myself and Sarah is Daniel from Microsoft. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, Daniel, you've been doing a very special seminar here today at the event, helping businesses around the area with digital security. So can you give us a bit of an insight into what you've been telling people?
Yeah, so we see digital security as a real risk affecting many businesses. In fact, 70% of organisations last year had some form of security breach.
Wow.
So really what we're here doing today is just helping businesses think about what are the practical steps that they can put in place to help minimise risk of cyber attack or threat of data risk.
I can imagine to any business, especially, for example, SMEs, that something like this could be quite a daunting thing to be facing, really. Oh, I don't know about digital security. So are you making that a lot more accessible for those businesses?
Yeah, it's just about breaking it down and helping them understand what's the first step to take. I think we see a lot of information out there, sometimes conflicting information around what businesses should do. And it's quite confusing for a small or medium company to really work out how does it affect me? What are the top of mind things I should be thinking about?
So what are the big takeaway things that people are going to be taking from your seminar?
So first of all, we think it's about getting the right technology. And we're in a world where cyber threats and these risks are changing by the day. So it's really important and perhaps more important than ever before to have a technology platform that is moving with the times and that's innovating and that's really helping businesses minimize the risk of these things. And that's, you know, that's absolutely what we're all about at Microsoft. So the right technology is the first thing. The next piece is around people. And how are we helping people be more responsible with how they're using technology? And actually, a lot of security breaches are often due to employees either losing data or losing devices or not having secure passwords. So, you know, whilst we can have amazing technology, it's about how do we train the people and how do we get them thinking differently about IT and protection and really doing their bit.
Almost like a USB on the bus or something like that, maybe. But Sarah, I know, as obviously a managing director of a business, how do things like this affect our business?
Hugely affects our business, cybercrime. I mean, you know, we have fortunately have a team that we can work with internally being part of a bigger group. And that's one question I was going to ask you. Is it just the bigger companies? And yeah, if I'm a small business, small, medium, do I really need to worry about this stuff? Who is it going to affect?
Yeah, a really good question. I think, you know, we see the examples on the news of the large organisations. You know, I can think of probably at least 10 in the last year that have been affected by this. But the repercussions that those organisations felt, so things like loss of reputation, you know, financial, you know, lawsuits and all of the legal aspect, you know, all of these are equally applicable to smaller businesses. So it really does affect organisations of all sizes. And getting this stuff wrong, you know, is a real risk for a small business because they might not have the capital and the resources to recover from a really serious cyber attack, unlike some of the larger organisations who've got the resources, you know, the PR agencies, the support to deal with it. So I actually think it can be an even bigger issue for small companies.
So if I'm a small company, medium size, you don't have that in-house resource, where would you recommend I go and get that advice from?
So Microsoft, we work with a number of partners. So in Harrogate, there's probably about 10 different Microsoft partners. And they're organizations that are equipped for having this type of conversation with a business, both from the technology perspective, but also the how we deliver the training and get people to understand their role in it. So they speak to a Microsoft partner, you know, look for the ones that have got a gold competency, and they can really help you and advise you on the best course of action with security in your business.
Really great advice. Now, you're actually from this neck of the woods, although you've been in London for nearly a decade. You're from up the road in York. You've never been to Harrogate then?
I know, it's shocking, isn't it?
Oh, you've been shocking on the radio.
Yeah, I feel a bit ashamed to be on the radio.
Sorry. I'm going to invite you back, Danny.
I'm going to come back and I'm going to spend the afternoon looking around. So, you know, I've heard such great things. So it's a beautiful train ride here. I'm going to have a look around the town and see what's going
on. You've spent time with some of our clients and listeners and businesses. What's your impression of this event and Harrogate so far?
So I think overall impression of Harrogate is vibrant. the business community here seems really, you know, really diverse and really vibrant. You know, some of the questions I was getting, you know, showed really how forward thinking a lot of the businesses that you have here in this region are, and how perhaps they're connecting with other parts of the country. You know, how they're doing business is very different. So it's great just to see that sense of energy in the room, really, and how they're thinking about their own organisations.
And just before you go as well, just before we let you go, just if there's a business listening now and they're thinking, I really need to sort out my digital security, what would be your one top tip to that small business to make sure they're on the right path?
So first tip, well, one tip would be sort out your passwords. You know, don't use that's the same true. Password for everything. That's what a lot of people do. The most common password in the UK is password one. So anyone listening with the password one password, you know, think of something different. Make sure you change it regularly and you don't
there.
Tell anyone.
It's saying he's got that password.
That.
Sarah Barry one. That's really a really, really good tip because it's something a lot of people just forget about, isn't it? Daniel, really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for coming to speak to us. And make sure you come back and enjoy some Fat Rascals at Betty's or something like
thank
that.
Thank you very much. Thank no, you, I will. No, thank you.